Sport on RTE Radio 1.
It's 7:34 and Darren Frehill is here, and Europe retained the Ryder Cup, Darren.
Only just, Audrey. Only just. What a dramatic night in New York at the Ryder Cup. Europe winning it, holding off an amazing fight back from the USA, which just came up short in the end. Such drama on during the single sessions last night. Shane Lowry hole the all-important putt to secure a tie with Russell Henley, and that ensured Europe claimed a rare win for the first time since 2012, a rare away win, and it doesn't happen that often. Europe had dominated on Friday and Saturday and took a 7-point lead into the singles. Greg Allen reports from Bethpage Back.
The Ryder Cup really needed this. A finish of epic proportions had been a long time coming after five consecutive one-sided Ryder Cups. And then there was another famous Irish Ryder Cup story once again, as we witnessed the sixth Irish player to hit the shot or hold the putt that retained the famous little trophy. And so now, following the names of Darcy, O'Connor Jr., Walton, McGinley and McDowell, is Shane Lowry. And how he achieved it yesterday was the stuff of absolute dreams. On a tense final day, with an American onslaught in full flight, Europe had slowly edged to the brink of the 14 points they needed to hold on to the Ryder Cup. And it was really hard to know just who might edge them over the line, or whether an American wave of singles victories would yield the largest final day comeback in Ryder Cup history. And that's when Lowry really seized the moment, coming from two down to birdie three of the last four holes to snatch a half with the world number three, Russell Henley. On the final par 4 18th, the 38-year-old Offaly man faced one of the most important putts of his life, and with many of his European teammates surrounding the green, he holed the seven-footer and embarked on a wild celebration, the emotions of relief and realisation of what he had done, releasing utter, unbridled exultation. Up to that point, it had been a rough final day for Europe, who had carried a record 7-point lead overnight, but were almost mowed down by the Americans until Lowry edged them to 14 points and the retention of the trophy, while subsequent half points by Tyrrell Hatton and Bob McIntyre took the final score to 15 points for Europe, 13 to the United States. It was Europe's first win on American soil since the so-called miracle at Medina back in 2012.
Yeah, something else. Now, two Irish players at the centre of it all, Rory McIlroy and Shane, and they did so well over the opening 2 days, especially Rory when you consider the level of abuse that he took. It really was off the charts, really surprising. I know the Ryder Cup over the last few years, it's getting more boisterous by the year, but I think there was definitely some lines crossed over the weekend. Rory's been telling Greg that 2025 will go down as the best year of his career.
America came out fighting today and they played great today, but we had enough in the tank to get the job done, and just so proud of the guys, especially at the back end of the order, Shane in particular. What he did, birdie in three of the last four holes to get a half point, huge, absolutely huge. I'm so proud of Shane. I'm so grateful to have him in my life. He put his arm around me yesterday afternoon, and he was a big reason, the reason that we won that point yesterday, and he's been immense this week.
How have you withstood the hostility? There's always going to be hostility on away soil. It was ramped up to a high level.
Yeah.
A lot of it was directed right at you, and you withstood it. You had to respond a few times, but you withstood it. How did you?
I feel protected and I feel safe within this group. So knowing that, that made it a lot easier. And then, as I was just saying, so lucky in my life away from golf that I have, an amazing wife, an amazing daughter. My parents are still healthy. So I have a lot of good things going for me away from the golf course too, which I think just makes it easier to withstand whatever was being thrown my way this week.
Just finally, you're hearing this atmosphere here. How does it compare to the Masters and the year of your life? Must be now the year of your life.
Yeah, 2025 will go down as the year of my career. Because, look, I could win another major again, another Masters, another whatever. But to complete the career Grand Slam and do this in the same year, win the Irish Open, it's incredible. It's like, honestly, I'll wake up tomorrow and I'll have to pinch myself to make sure that this is all real. But it's just been an incredible year.
I'm sure he's going to have a big lie-in as well. The celebrations, I'm sure, went well into the night. Maybe still ongoing by the sounds of things in the background there. More from the Ryder Cup on the next hour, an interview with Shane Lowry, and you really don't want to miss that. That's coming up after 8:30. Now, the Irish rowers won two gold medals at the World Championships in Shanghai. Fiona Murta won gold in the single sculls event. What a victory for her. First year in single sculls and absolutely tearing it up. Gold medal, incredible stuff. Mags Cremin and Fintan McCarthy won the mixed doubles race. We also had two gold medals at the World Para Athletics Championships in New Delhi. Orla Comerford and Greta Strimakita winning world titles in their 100 and 1500 metre events. Ben Healy won bronze in the World Road Race in Rwanda. First Irish rider to podium in that event since Sean Kelly in 1989. Put Your Hands Together won the Irish Cesarewitch at the Curragh, a famous win for a horse that only got the call up yesterday morning as a second reserve. More on that a little bit later on. In the Premier League, Arsenal beat Newcastle 2-1. Gabriel with a 96 minute winner there. Aston Villa 3-1 winners over Fulham. And the American football yesterday, quite the spectacle at Croke Park. The Pittsburgh Steelers beating the Minnesota Vikings in a gripping game, 24-21. That's the first regular season NFL game to be played in Ireland. Lots more to come. Next bulletin after the 8:30 news.